And our next guest coming up is part of our ongoing series where we talk to the mayors of the different cities here in Ventura County, and he is the mayor of Ventura. Mike Tracy was first elected to the Ventura City Council in November 2009. He was appointed to the role of deputy mayor by his colleagues in December of 2009, and he served as the mayor, deputy mayor for the first 2 years of his four-year term. Mike is the product of Ventura. He grew up on Ventura Avenue. He attended E.P. Foster Avenue, Dananza, and Ventura High Schools. Upon receiving his AA degree in liberal arts from Ventura College and his BA degree in sociology from Cal Lutheran University in TO, Mike joined the United States Army. After serving as a medical x-ray technician, he worked for the Ventura County Probation Department and later as a social worker in the Big Brothers and Big Sisters program of Ventura County. In 1975, he joined the Ventura Police Department. Mike and his wife Linda, a retired teacher from Ventura Unified School District, met as students at Ventura High School and have been married nearly 40 years. I guess it's over 40 years, isn't it?
Over 40.
That's amazing. During his 30-year career with the city, Mike has worked patrols. He's worked as a detective, investigations, and as administration. He was promoted to chief in 1999 and served in that position for 6 years. As police chief, he was responsible for almost 200 employees and a $30 million annual budget. Mike served on the board of numerous organizations here in town. After retiring from the police department, Mike worked as a realtor employed by two residential brokerages here in Ventura. Mike and Linda's son Matthew is a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy and is currently serving as a major in the Strategic Air Command in Omaha, Nebraska. They enjoy spending time with their son, their daughter-in-law, and their three grandchildren. Joining me in the studio, hi, Mike. How are you today?
I'm great, Billy. How are you today?
I am doing terrific. Thank you for coming in, and thank you for being part of our ongoing series with the different mayors of each of the cities in Ventura County. And I'm going to just start with an overall question. How are things in the city of Ventura today? How would you assess the state of Ventura?
Well, I think Ventura is, we all know it's a great place to live, work, and play. It's just a terrific city. As a native of this community, of course, I'm really honored to be on the city council and have the chance to serve as mayor. It's terrific. Like every city in California, you know, we're facing some challenges fiscally, economically, but we're weathering the storm, I think, pretty well.
Well, then I'm glad to hear that. What are some of the top initiatives for the city and the council for the year 2012?
Well, recently the city council adopted we actually sort of chose to go in a direction to focus on four major areas: economic development and prosperity, recognizing we have some challenges in terms of revenues and our business climate, the prioritization of public safety and other core services, the Safe and Clean Initiative, which is an effort to keep our public places by that title, safe and clean.
All right.
And also restoring public trust in local government.
Oh, wow. All right. So let's attack each of those individually if we can. Starting with the middle one, public safety. I mean, that's one that's near and dear to your heart as a former
Absolutely.
Police chief.
Sure. And I think we recognize that we have some challenges in terms of the resources that are available to us to provide for safety. It's one of the top things that whenever you ask people what do they expect from local government, I think they always say safety, you know, police and fire come to mind. And of course, it's not as simple as just police and fire, but certainly the police and fire departments provide for the majority of our safety issues. And, you know, we recently reopened a fire station that we closed a year ago as a result of budget cuts. That happened because of a federal grant. Actually 2 years of grant funding followed by the city's obligation to keep the station open at least 1 year beyond that. So that has restored our fire department to a reasonable level. But in a little over, you know, 2.5 years now, we're going to be faced with trying to fund that with ongoing money.
Well, and doesn't that tie into your economic prosperity, challenge number one, to find the funds to keep that fire station number four open on the east side?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's all interrelated. You know, if people feel safe in the community, they're more apt to choose to bring a business here, to invest in it, to stay in this community. And then right now we face some serious budget cuts in our police department over the last couple of years, and I think we're beginning to see the effects of that in terms of the crime rate in Ventura. It's gone up. Our gang crime is up something like 60% over the last year. Our Part 1 crimes, which is the FBI's measure of certain crimes, theft, robbery, burglary, assaults, rape, homicide, that that figure for Ventura is actually the highest in the county among cities over 100,000.
I thought Oxnard held that distinction.
We're higher than Oxnard, higher than Simi Valley, and higher than Thousand Oaks.
Mm.
And that's been a bit of a jump over the last year or so. And, you know, statistics, there's a connection between our reduced police resources and the increases in our crime. So so we're faced with, you know, trying to figure out ways to restore some of those police positions in the short term. And then hopefully in the long term, with some increased revenues from an enhanced business climate, we'll be in better shape that way.
My guest is Mike Tracy, mayor of the city of Ventura. So, Mike, how does this increase in crime in Ventura tie into restoring public confidence?
Well, my perspective on that is that I think if we do a really good job at providing for safety, focusing on the core services, and that's police, fire, public works, you know, our roads, our streets, our trees, our landscaping, you know, really those are the kinds of things that people look to as a measure of how city government is doing. And I think if we focus on those areas and really put a priority on those basics of city government, I think in the long term it will restore the public's confidence in city government, that they'll feel like we're doing the things that they expect us to do. And if we do a good job of it, I think they'll be very pleased with that.
How did the city citizens lose confidence in public offices?
Well, I think there's a lack of trust in government generally today. It's not just the city of Ventura. I mean, I'm not sure that our community is significantly different in many respects than other communities. But I think that, across the board aren't real happy with government these days, and there's a variety of reasons for that, I suppose. And I think it's incumbent upon us at the local level to do everything we can to be in touch with our citizens, to, you know, listen to them and try to give them what they want and what they need, and to always do a good job and remember that we're in the business of providing public service. Mm-hmm. And that's first and foremost what we do, and we need to do that with commitment and excellence.
My guest is Mike Tracy, Ventura's mayor. So let's talk about the economic picture for Ventura in 2012. What does it look like? And tell us, what do you see on the horizon that's going to help generate some more of this revenue that we need to keep our services going?
Well, looking forward to our 2012-2013 budget, which we're working on right now, we're about $2 million in the red. We're short. If we don't do anything different than what we've been doing over the last year, looking at our projected revenues and our projected expenses, we've got about a $2 million shortfall. Now, having said that, we tend to be pretty conservative on our revenue estimates, and we tend to be, you know, a little bit overestimate our expenses. So I think by the end of the day we'll be closer to, you know, $1 million or something like that.
Still, that's
it's still
big
a pretty
sum.
Significant
it
know,
is.
Shortfall. So that's
yeah.
gonna require us to look at our overall service delivery model and see if there's some ways that we can either by eliminating some services or modifying the way we do them, or maybe we contract some things out instead of having them done in house. You know, it's important to note that over the last 3 years, we've cut $15 million from the city's annual budget. We're down to about an $82 million budget. And I think it was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, we were at $97 million. So we've already done a lot of that. So it's going to be more difficult this time.
It's a little bit closer to the bone now. So
it absolutely is.
Mike, are you going to solicit citizen input on what services are necessary? How will those critical, tough calls be made?
Well, the budget process at this point is in the hands of our city manager, and one of the things he's done is he's formed a couple citizen, not just citizens, but a couple groups made up of citizens, city department heads, city employees, and others in the community, to help work through those, some of those issues, to take a look at what we're doing and try to come up with some ideas about how we might do it differently. But obviously, we're interested in what the public has to say, and you know, we do public workshops. We've had one already, and I think we have two more scheduled before the budget is delivered at the end of April.
All right, well, that's good. Do you happen to have with you the information on those public workshops?
You know, I don't happen to have those. Uh, I Well, let me look here and see. I may have...
If you don't, that's fine. We can always put it up on the website.
Right.
But if you do, that's even better. Public input is vital to these kinds of things. And so if people have the opportunity to go and sit in on one of these public forums, I think it's a good learning experience. When I first moved to Ventura, Mike, that's one of the first things that Linda and I did. We sat in on a Midtown public forum talking about changes that were going to be happening in Midtown Ventura and found it very illuminating. So if you have it, that's great. And if not, we'll move on to something else.
I know we will have one at the probably the March 19th meeting. Although it could be, we don't have a meeting on March 26th, so it could be as late as April 2nd. But I can try to get that information to you.
Then we'll put it up on the website. My guest is Mike Tracy, Ventura's mayor. So, Mike, let's change gears for just a minute. And I know that the city of Ventura deals with four different unions that represent the various workers in the city itself. Will Ventura be negotiating any union contracts during the year 2012?
I don't believe so. I think our contracts are solid through 2013, into 2013. I think our first contract will be in I think July of 2013 is when the next contract would be due. I believe that's the SEIU union, although it could be police and fire. They're all coming due about the same time in 2013.
All right, so that's good to know. So there won't be any tremendous salary increases.
There will be no, on the board. Those are all negotiated, and in fact. To the contrary, our employees are, you know, they took essentially pay cuts by agreeing to contribute more to their retirement benefit.
I see. All right, Mike, take us behind closed doors, if you will, for the city council meetings, because I find them fascinating. And let's talk about how you were installed as mayor. I know that that's a process that happens behind closed doors. Okay. And how does that actually work for citizens who've never experienced this before?
Since you find them so fascinating, I may recruit you for city council. You're you're an involved individual in our community, and it's not often I hear people say the meetings are fascinating. But what happens with you know, it's interesting because as mayor, I think a lot of people think that I have a unique position on the council, but I really have no more authority than any other council member. I'm charged with running the meetings, and I represent the council occasionally in public situations. The seven member council actually selects the mayor from among the group. And there's really no, I happen to be the deputy mayor before I was the mayor. That's not a requirement. Any one of the seven council members can be nominated as the mayor, and then a majority vote will secure that position,
Any lobbying goes on once you were nominated? Did you lobby the other six to say, hey, I'd be a great mayor?
No, actually, it's interesting because in Ventura, council members earn $600 a month. The mayor earns $700 a month.
Ooh.
So because of the Fair Political Practices Commission and the rulings by that body, the mayor the person who gets elected mayor stands to benefit financially. So the mayor cannot lobby a council member cannot lobby to become mayor because you stand to, there's a financial gain attached to that.
So the dilemma, the catch-22.
Yeah, exactly. So it is kind of an interesting situation, and that's a recent ruling by the FPPC. So when I was anticipating being nominated for that position, I was restricted from doing any behind-the-scenes lobbying.
I see. My guest is Mike Tracy, Ventura's mayor. So, Mike, two of the city council members are now looking to hire office. They're running for the, I think it's seat number one in the Board of Supervisors. How is that affecting the balance of power in City Hall for the Ventura City Council?
You know, it really hasn't been a factor, truly. Neil Andrews and Christy Weir are both running for supervisor. Against a pretty big field of people, actually, but obviously, they're keeping that separate from their city business. There's been very little discussion actually among the council members, and certainly not at the council meetings about that issue. So,
if elected and one of them moves up to the Board of Supervisors, who fills the vacant seat?
Well, in that case, there's a number of options that the city has. In fact, I think the city of Thousand Oaks just experienced this with a vacancy. The council can appoint someone to fill the position. They can also hold a special election To fill it. And there may be one other option. I'm not sure what that would be. It seems to me like there's three options. But I think what they can select someone from the community at large. Or I think they also have an option of going back to the last election and selecting someone off that.
Whoever had the highest vote count.
The highest vote count, yeah.
I see. So. My guest has been Mike Tracy, City of Ventura's mayor. Mike, thank you so much for coming on the show. You've always been open and forthright with the citizens. If people want to get in touch with you and share their thoughts, share their ideas, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way is my city email account is mike.tracy, T-R-A-C-Y, at cityofventura.net.
cityofventura.net. Mike, it has been a delight. Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll hope to have you back in the weeks ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, Billy. I appreciate
it. Thank you.